Hank FM, and it's why right now we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. Let's start here on the home front. And hello, FBI. An FBI manhunt is underway for a person who robbed a Fort Worth bank using fireworks. If this one snuck through, didn't happen too long ago, back on September 4th. FBI now asking for help identifying this person who robbed a Fort Worth bank around 1:15 p.m. on September 4th, the Chase Bank at Tarrant Parkway. So the guy goes in, wearing sunglasses, hat, dress shirt, necktie. Looks pretty nice. And then he attempted to light fireworks and sent them off in the lobby area, it looks like, to cause some sort of ruckus. But kind of petered out and then just half-heartedly demanded money and a bank employee's car key. He did receive an undisclosed amount of money, but was not successful in getting the employee's vehicle. So he left on foot, tried to steal another car key from a woman at a business nearby, and just didn't really get it all done. No word on where he bought the fireworks. But the FBI, they say, hey, tips.fbi.gov. And you could remain anonymous.
So it's my worst nightmare coming to life on a Southwest Airlines flight recently. You see, a passenger went to the restroom, where they promptly got trapped inside. Ooh. Couldn't get out. Mm. Things got so bad that the pilot had to kick in the door. Of course, all this was captured on video.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a phone. Camera. Phone.
No.
And then even worse.
Yeah.
They landed in Baltimore.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go. They asked to go back in the bathroom. Yeah. Maybe we need that pilot to help that poor cowgirl that's stuck in the closet.
Well, honey, that's not where you belong.
Yeah,
it's a better life.
At least she has a budget. Let's go to another bank robbery, or how about three in one day? Celebrity San Francisco Bay Area chef Valentino Luchin is now in custody for allegedly robbing three San Francisco banks on a single day.
What?
Yeah. So, Luchin was a distinguished Italian chef, known in his expertise in regional cuisine. Had a couple of big eateries there in the San Francisco area. He's kind of like one of those Tim Love level, you know?
He's got Michelin stars.
Yeah, well, now he's got a record. He says he's been struggling a lot financially, going under on some of the businesses, and thought the best way is to, not once, but twice, but go for a three-course meal of bank robberies. His bail's only set at $200,000, though, but he's in big trouble, and probably order up on that one.
You know, we keep seeing these things about public fights, and it's really jumped the shark. Mm. Because this time, we've got the Benihana edition.
Oh, my.
You see, a manager and an employee got into a disagreement. It quickly escalated. Do you see where this is going?
I think so.
And what is lurking around at Benihana?
Yeah.
Utensils, dishes, plates began flying. Security had to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone ran off before police arrived. The customers, however, were pretty excited because they got an extra show.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you come for the onion volcano train.
Amen.
But if you end up with a kung fu fight.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kids.
Dum, 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 dum.
Happy birthday. Connecticut, Bridgeport, and Cecil Rogers. Cecil's been sentenced to 5 years in prison for robbing a man in a bank, but not robbing the bank.
Oh.
Weird place to pick it.
Okay.
Even weirder way he did it. He robbed the man in the bank lobby with a toilet paper roll.
Oh, scary.
Cecil emerged from a bathroom. He had put a ski mask on. I don't know if he chickened out.
What is this? Cecil, what?
He didn't have a gun. He had just the toilet paper roll from the lobby's bathroom. And he, you know, kind of used it like, it looked like a gun, kind of, in his pocket.
So he had the mask, so he had obviously thought
nobody
about
knew
something.
What to do, evidently. Yeah, like, even, like, the security guard in the lobby was Either way, he demanded the credit card, jewelry, and his SUV outside the Keys, and the victim handed it over because he thought the toilet paper roll was a gun. Mm. It's not a gun. That's a toilet paper roll. And now he's in trouble. Five years. What are you in for? Toilet paper roll.
So no one really wants to get arrested, but sometimes it's just best to face the music. Or not. Police were called out to an apartment complex in Peoria, Illinois, where they promptly found Craig Liddell lying and writhing in pain on the ground outside. You see, poor Greg thought they were there to arrest him. It was actually for a prowler. So he just went ahead and jumped off the balcony, down three stories.
Yeah, that's going to leave him panic.
He was eventually popped for drug possession, even though they weren't even there for him. So I hope Craig will start to make some better choices.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing that drugs don't make you paranoid.
Yeah. No, but they make you believe in cartoons, and you can do that. And then finally, well, he wasn't stuck in a closet or a bathroom or upstairs. Erie, Pennsylvania man is in trouble for calling 911 because he was attempting to order Taco Bell. Zachary Snyder called emergency services multiple times for no reason, they say. But he says, I had a reason. It was the same every time, and it was to get Taco Bell. He even threatened a dispatcher. So then they showed up and arrested him for making threats right there. I mean, I think it's a little jump to conclusion there. I mean, I know sometimes after a Taco Bell order, you want to... Where's that toilet paper roll from earlier? That's it.